From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A date and location are set for President Trump's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
The president had been teasing the details for days and has now revealed them on Twitter, saying the much-anticipated meeting will be June 12th in Singapore. He'd earlier pitched having it in the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas. The president writes he and Kim will try to make it a very special moment for world peace.
President Trump says great things should come out of this summit.
We're going to set the table. We're going to make a great deal for the world, for North Korea, for South Korea, for Japan, for China.
Mr. Trump has said the goal is to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. U.S. is imposing travel restrictions on Pakistani diplomats. Starting today, Aman Azhar is with VOA's Urdu service.
The U.S. embassy staff in Pakistan have been having this complaint for a while now that they're facing some kinds of travel restriction back in Pakistan, and it's been apparently been tolerated. It's nothing really happened back in the United States, but this time around, under the Trump administration, for the first time, we've seen that there's been a reciprocity, that the formal restriction have been imposed on the diplomatic staff from the Pakistan consulates and embassies here in the United States.
That is VOA's Aman Azhar. A report on what happened in October of last year says a U.S. Special Forces mission that resulted in the deaths of four American soldiers and four Nigerian soldiers was plagued by problems in the chain of command. This is VOA News. A dam burst on a rose farm in Kenya's Rift Valley has killed dozens, swept away homes and power lines. That story now from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
So forceful was the deluge that two women's bodies were found several kilometers away.
I found people running away and thought they were running after a thug. A few minutes later, I stopped my motorbike, then heard a huge sound coming from the mountains and thought there were explosions or someone firing a gun. Little did I know it was the sound of buildings which were being destroyed. I jumped off my motorbike and ran towards a hotel which was nearby.
Even before the dam at Solai Farm burst, 2 months of rain had wreaked havoc in East Africa, killing 132 people and displacing more than 200,000 in Kenya alone, wrecking roads and bridges to the cost of millions of dollars.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The fertile Rift Valley is dotted with commercial farms, that is, that export flowers, fruit, vegetables to much of Europe. More heavy rains forecast there and in the Lake Victoria Basin. Over the next few weeks, the UN says flooding could get worse. The United States is looking for allied support to force Iran into new negotiations over its nuclear weapons development and military advances in the Middle East in the aftermath of President Trump's withdrawal this week from the 2015 International Pact restraining Tehran's nuclear program. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is planning discussions with allies in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia in an effort to win their support to pressure Iran to open talks. Reza Marashi is research director for the National Iranian American Council. He takes issue with the Trump decision on Iran.
Well, I think President Trump's decision is very troubling. He's decided to violate an agreement that the United States has committed to for no justifiable reason. And that's very damaging for American credibility. Donald Trump doesn't know what's in the Iran deal. He's never read it. I don't think he really cares what's in it. I think he's surrounded himself with very hawkish foreign policy advisors who are extremely ideological.
Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis told a congressional hearing the U.S. would continue to work alongside allies and partners to ensure Iran will never acquire nuclear weapons. Young undocumented immigrants seeking permanent residency in the U.S. have received an unexpected boost as a small group of House Republican lawmakers have mounted a last-minute effort to bring up immigration vote in Congress. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.